Hello, I'm Conductor Joshua Weilerstein, and you're listening to Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Hi, my name is Clinton, and I'm 11 years old, and you're listening to Kids Commute on Interlochen Public Radio.
Well, thank you, Clinton, and good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to an all-new week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll answer last week's Quizlet after the show. This week is From the Top Week. From the Top is a public radio show that features fantastic young kid and teenager performers, and it's going to be taping here at Interlochen Center for the Arts next week. So we thought we could all get ready together. So this week we're going to hear performances from folks who were featured on From the Top when they were teenagers or even younger. First up, Carol Jansch. Carol was born in 1985 and appeared on From the Top in 2002. Carol plays the tuba. In fact, she is the principal tuba for the Philadelphia Orchestra, and according to National Public Radio, she is the first woman ever to hold that chair in a major U.S. orchestra. Go, Carol! She started out playing the euphonium, which is a brass instrument that's smaller than a tuba, when she was 9 years old here at Interlochen, but then in seventh grade switched to the much bigger tuba. Now, she's always been a great sport, has Carol. When she was here at Interlochen, she competed in our yearly concerto competition and performed Flight of the Bumblebee in a bumblebee suit. And she was so good at that piece that when she was on From the Top, they had her play it as a finale to the program. I had a chance to see Carol play a few years ago, up close, and I will tell you something cool. She's a fairly small person, and the tuba is really big, so she has a special harness she uses to attach the tuba to her belt buckle while she plays. It's clever, and it looks really cool. And right now, in addition to her duties in Philadelphia, Carol is also on the tuba faculty at Yale and Temple University's Boyer College of Music. To help encourage more young people to learn how to play the tuba and the euphonium, both very expensive instruments, she founded a group called Tubas for Good, where they provide tubas and euphoniums to young musicians in the Philadelphia area who need them. Now, you may think that the tuba is just a big, clunky instrument that goes oom-pa-pa, but here's Carol playing some absolutely gorgeous tuba. She can really make it sing. Here she is playing Reflections on the Mississippi, the third movement, Prayer. It's by the composer Michael Dougherty. Carol plays with the Albany Symphony Orchestra. The conductor is David Allen Miller.
Thank you.
such beautiful playing, making that tuba sing. That was Carol Yonch performing Prayer from Reflections on the Mississippi by Michael Dougherty. David Allen Miller conducted the Albany Symphony Orchestra. Tomorrow on Kids Commute, we'll hear another from the top performer who also went to Interlochen, who was on the same episode as Carol Yonch. That's coming up. Now, kids commuters, let's answer last week's Quizlet. Last week, we learned about the Russian composers who called themselves the Mighty Handful. How many composers were in the handful? Well, they were known as the Mighty Handful, but also as the Russian Five. So the answer is five. So don't worry about it. If you didn't know that one, we will have a new Quizlet for you on Friday. Now, kids commuters, let's get you some tickets. From the Top is taping right here at Interlochen on March the 19th at 7:30 p.m. And we want to make sure our young artists have a great cheering section. So we have a bunch of tickets to give away. You can bring your whole family. Just send us the words From the Top in a text message. Send it to our Quizlet line. That's area code 231-237-7482. Tell us your name and how many adults and kids you want to bring to the concert. And that's it. We'll send them to you. That's it for our today's Monday's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. Have a terrific week.
Interlochen Public Radio.